Blog Talk Radio.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
Yeah. See, this gonna make you do that. Don't you have another dream? You stay at home. You don't put on your jeans. You stay in that long skirt because of them jeans gonna make you sin and make you get back up. Don't you put no more jeans on. It's them boots that they say ladies are walking to make you walk into them places that make you sin. Don't you put them boots on if that's hot. That you used to wear in the world, gonna make you fear. Don't you put that hat on if that necklace, you know, them hair rolls that you used to wear back in the days and rolls. If that's gonna make you go back, don't you put that on. I'm just saying. We can have a good time. Hey, come on now. I'm just saying, you know, people are so afraid. They're afraid to laugh. They like, there's no laughing Christians. I mean, what are you saying? There's no laughing Christians. I mean, they're scared to smile. What is going on? The devil, you a lie. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to dance. You may like, because you Christian, you can't dance. You can't laugh. You can't smile. You can't even take no picture. You better not take no picture the wrong way. You going to hell. Won't people send you to hell? Ain't nobody trying to send nobody to heaven. They will send you to hell in a minute. They will send you to hell in your brand new outfit and your wig. Send you straight to hell. My God. I'm going to put y'all on mute for just a minute because some of us got a lot of background going on. And then I'll open it back up for you. But I'm telling you all, you can have a good time. See, the thing is, don't be afraid to have a good time. I'm telling you, if you just not getting in here for tickle me too, we're talking about just having, being able to have a good time and be filled with the Holy Spirit. And I was saying earlier, if God is good, why we can't have a good time? God gave us all this to enjoy. But people, you get saved, you just feel like, oh, I'm scared, I can't go out. But it's okay. Until you can get to the point where you can go visit people and not be afraid you're going to slip in the sin again. Stay your behind at home. We want you to stay safe. We don't want you to cut on the TV and accidentally see a commercial that's going to make you leave that house and do something you ain't got no business doing. We don't want you to, whatever it is that calls you to sin, the Bible say cut it off. You know what? For some of us, it could be a little bit of anything. So if it's a little bit of something that's going to cause you to get back out there, no, you stay home until you're ready. Because everybody's not ready yet. But if you're ready, go on. Have a good time. Have a good time. This is what today is about, having a good time, you know, unraveling. I mean, just really, take your wig off. How many of you women can, who done this, that you've been driving, that wig was too tight all day, and as soon as you get in your car, you forget you was a principal of a school, a registered nurse, a judge, and you pull that wig out, you forget that you're the pastor and the part of the church. As soon as you get in that car, you pull that wig off your head. My God, can we have a good time? Can we just have a good time tonight? Can we just be real and honest? And if you think I'm talking about you, guess what? I am. Let's get it out the way. Let's get out. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Pastor, talk about me. I ain't pastor right now. I'm comedian. T-shirt, hey, how about that? I'm going to be the comedian tonight. Amen. I'm just excited, y'all. I've been waiting for this day to be able to have Tickle Me Tuesday. I want you all to laugh. Have a good time. You know, life itself, you know, if you've been looking at everything so serious, you will never be able to enjoy life. I'm here to enjoy all that God has put here in this world in the right way. That's the thing, is doing it the right way. Amen. So I'm just excited. I'm going to open up a few lines right now. If you got a lot of background on your phone, just mute your call. But I want to be able to hear from everybody. I want to know that y'all with me. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look here, I went to a church. Let me tell y'all something. Every church out there is not God's church. I went to the church. You better know the Bible for yourself. I'm going to tell you, I went to the church, and I'm not talking about nobody's church, but I'm just saying, be careful what church you go into, because every place that a building that you're going to is not God's building or church. See, I went to the church, right? And the pastor was up there. He did not go to one scripture. He didn't even open the Bible. And the people were just a hooting and a howling and just they was really filled with some kind of spirit, but it wasn't the Holy Spirit. Let's see who we got in the background, because I want to make sure people can hear y'all. If you got stuff going on in your background, go ahead and mute your call. all. We want other people to hear, but I want to hear back from you. I want to get your feedback. I want to know, you know, as a comedian, that, you know, people are laughing and enjoying it. So that's why I don't want to have a call from you. I want you all to be able to feed off of me, and I feed off of you, and be able to enjoy Tickle Me Tuesday. But if you got babies in the background and stuff like that, please mute your call. We don't want to hear your grandbabies hollering and screaming on this call. You can't take them to the comedy spot. Don't have to put them kids in the bathroom. Put them somewhere. Give them a snack or something.
Oh, no.
I hear you talking about me.
Yeah, oh, mama, do not hit that baby. Do not hit, because you don't sit till, who is that you got over there? And so, but anyway, so we can enjoy Tickle Me Tuesday, y'all. But I want y'all gotta know y'all work for yourself. You gotta know, because you will be tricked by the enemy. I went to a church, and like I said, I was invited. I didn't know what was going on, but I felt like something was different, and I needed to get out of there. But I said, let me see what's really going on. This before I came into full ministry, and the pastor was preaching. And the more I listened to him, I realized what he was saying. He got up there and he said, good evening, church. And I just want to say a few couple of things. See, I was called here today, and I said, hey, everybody was amen. See, you got to know what God is calling, and we was like, amen. He said, but let me tell you some time. I want to talk about good times. We was like, amen. See, you know, don't get all caught up in the hoop and the holler, okay? He said, I want to talk about good times. He said, good times. He said, the message today is good times. He said, good times. Anytime you need a payment, good times. Anytime you need a friend, good times. Anytime you're out and out from under, good times. Not getting hustled, good times. Keeping your head above water, good times. Making a wave when you can, good times. Temporary lays off, good times. Easy credit rip offs, good times. Crushing and surviving, good times. Hanging in the channel line, good times. And he said, hey, we lucky we got him. Good times. Get on out of here, Pastor. Get on out of here. That's good times to sit down. Get down right now. Get down. I rebuked him. Get down. Good day. He wouldn't say it. Come on down. You ain't wrote no sermon. You ain't studied no word to show yourself approved. Come on. You watch too much TV. You got to be careful. And they were just, this man ain't preached nothing about God. He just talking about good times, y'all. It's a struggle. He talking about a whole struggle. Now, what's good about that? And people just hooping and hollering and everything. And, oh, he really touched me. Y'all better stop playing with Jesus. Y'all better stop playing with Jesus. That man ain't said nothing about God. This is the whole song from Good Times. Temporary lays off, Good Times. Come on now. Come on now. Come on, everybody. We got to do better now. We got to do better now. Come on. And see, you can't have everybody praying for you. I'm a prayer warrior. There are intercessors. There are people that are called to intercede for your life. And some of us are intercessors. But you got to be careful who you let pray for you. I had a sister to pray for me. I lost my hair at the top of my head, my side tooth. My husband helped me. I'm telling you, I had to call some people to help me out. I'm telling you, you got to be careful who you let pray for you. You can't let everybody pray for you. It's just within you. You start losing things in your life. You're trying to find out what happened. That same person that you called, and you're like, gosh, I didn't call them. You got to know. You got to discern the spirit. Amen? You got to discern the spirit that the devil is busy. Uh-huh. He is busy. And if you know the word, you know that the devil is operating. Hallelujah. He's operating like. He's operating like. Amen? So you got to be careful who you let pray for you. Now, there's some people, some real prayer warriors out there. I'm telling you, when you ask God to bless you with a praying wife or a praying husband, be careful, because every time I had a friend and he prayed, he said, I want me a woman of God. He said, sister, I want God to bless me with a praying woman. I want a wife that's filled with the Holy Ghost. And guess what? God blessed him with one. And every time he tried to mess up, that wife would pray him back in. Every time he would try to go out, he said, every time I try to do wrong, he said, I couldn't do nothing. Every time he thought he was going to be able to get out there and mess up, and every time that wife prayed, just got him right on back. Every time he thought he was going to go to the left, she prayed him on to the right. You got to be careful when you ask God for somebody, when he give it to you, and you receive it, and then you trying to leave, and you can't, because you got a praying wife, you got a praying husband right now. So every time you try to turn to the right, and she prayed you to the left, but you better believe you're going to the left. He said, I tried to leave her, and I can't leave. Wishing this, she comes. Look, I need you to help me. What she do, brother? Well, did she cuss you out? No, What she do? Did she take all your money? Now she keep praying. What you mean she keep praying? She won't stop praying. I asked her to come out that closet. She's still in that closet praying. I'm trying to leave it. Can't leave.
Yeah.
I done packed all my stuff, and I can't even get out the door. I don't know about y'all, but I can't have a good time now. I can't have a good time. I didn't have a good time. You better be careful who you let pray for you. It was a lady, you know. Jesus Christ. It was a lady. Her husband, she had been married to this man for 20-some years. Follow me. So she was married to this man for 20-some years. And she was tired. They had been married 20-some years. She said, I'm leaving. I'm tired. You know what? And he got sick. And so she got excited. She was like, Robert is sick. And they gave him 48 hours to live. Oh, she was excited. Baby, I love you. I mean, she was a loving wife. She said, for 48 hours, I can do it. So she was excited. The doctor said 48 hours, you know, it's a touch-and-go situation. And they called the family members, and she let them know that, you know, he wasn't going to make it. They said he got about 48 hours if he make it through the night. So she got excited. She started making arrangements. So his sister and family, they got to praying. They started calling the prayer walls of the church. They went to praying. His heart stopped beating several times, and they went in. They had to resuscitate him several times or whatever. And she was like, oh, Lord, they say he's not going to make it. He didn't stop breathing. So she went home. They said, go ahead and go home and rest. And we don't know if he's going to make it through the night. She said, okay, well, I'm going to get stuff ready. So she went to make arrangements. She got back to the hospital. Then the mama got on the phone. She called all the prayer walls. They went to praying. She got back to the hospital excited, walked in the room. Robert was sitting up. She said, wait a minute, what didn't happen? They said, well, we don't know what happened. And some kind of miracle went on. And she was like, oh my God. And she got nervous. Wait a minute, you mean he doing better? He's sitting up there, he eating, he supposed to be dead. So she goes to the church, and the next day she goes to church, and then the pastor say, hey, sister. So the Jackson said, hey, he said, well, how's brother Robert doing? Say, well, Pastor, you know he's fine. So, well, you know we've been praying for him. Say, well, look, Pastor, look here. Y'all ain't got to pray no more. Take him off the prayer list. He's doing good. And so she goes back to the hospital that evening. Wow. He's doing bad. And they said, ma'am, don't look like he's going to make it through the night. She said, really? My God. And so anyway, she goes home and everything. She gets excited, get to the house, get home, rest up, go back to the hospital. Hallelujah. She get up there. Robert sitting back up again. She said, wait a minute, what is going on here? Oh, he's doing good. Something, it was a turnaround through the night. What kid is that? Well, yeah, his sister came up here. Sister had the prayer walls praying. They was praying. Robert got better. So she went to church. Went back to the church. Left, said, hi, sister. How is brother Robert doing? Oh, but you know, he's doing all right. It's touch and go. Well, you know, we've been praying. But she said, Pastor, let me tell you something. Now, I didn't already told y'all to take him off the prayer list. Who keep putting him on the prayer list? Said, well, you know, Sister Smith has called in. You know, they've been praying and praying. I mean, they've been around the clock praying. She said, look, Pastor, now, if I don't tell nobody to pray, y'all stop praying for my husband. I don't need y'all praying for Robert. I got Robert. So anyway, long story short, you all, Robert never died. Robert's still living today. That was 10 years ago. She ended up divorcing Robert. Let me tell you something. We got a lot of people praying for you. But the insurance money, she don't get that insurance money. She was waiting. She said, 48 hours, I can do it. That 48 hours turned into a week. That week turned into 2 weeks. That 2 weeks turned into 2 months. That sister was out of there. I'm telling you, when you got the right people praying for you, when the prayer walls get to praying and they get on the wall and don't come off, let me tell you something, miracles, signs, and wonders will take place and will manifest in your life. See, Robert is still living today. The doctors, they don't even understand. You know, when God gets been moving, the doctors can look at him and say, wait, we need to do a little, we need to test a little bit more. We need to find out what happened. But when you got praying sisters and brothers, amen, there's nothing that God cannot do. So Robert has went on with his life, with his new wife. Robert is 69 years old with a two-month-old baby. Look at God. What is he doing? Glory to God. Chickamy Tuesdays. Hello, everybody that's coming on in. I hope you all are enjoying yourself. I can't hear you. I hope you can hear me. I hear Pastor Manning. I hear Evangelist Kim. I got to tell you, look here, this is our first Chickamy Tuesday. If you are enjoying it, we will keep it going and going. We all need time of laughter to be able to just get to be free with everything that went on, you know, during the storms and COVID-19. And God put it on my heart, say, bring laughter to the people. You know, have Chickamy for me too. I said, okay, something I've never done before is doing comedy on the line. You all, it's different when you're in front of people and you're doing comedy. That's one thing. But over the line is another thing. So I'm just excited, 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 excited about this Tickle Me Tuesdays. Amen. You all, I want y'all to think about this here. In our family, you all, I want you to figure out which one of these people you are. Which one of you? You know, we all got these certain people in our family. We got the one that lied. We got the liar. We got the drinker. We got the fighter. We got the yeah. one that ain't granddaddy's baby. That ain't daddy baby. You know, it's what somebody Ooh. In the family. We going that ain't granddaddy baby. That ain't Uncle John baby. And everybody gotta be quiet. That baby do not belong in the family. It may be you. You may be the one. You know, you do not belong in that family. That is not your dad. We got that one in the family. And then you got the complainer. You got that one. Some of y'all is the same people. Some of y'all the liar and the one that's always complaining and drinking. And so then you got the one that's praying. You got the prayer, the prayer warrior that's going to always be praying. Baby, look here, baby. Well, you know, they don't mean no harm. Just pray for them. You know, the caring one. Care about everybody. Loving on everybody. Praying. They say, every time you say something, just pray for them. You can't go to them with no gossiping. They gonna tell you, baby, just pray for them. They don't mean no harm. The devil always using folk. The devil is a lie. You know who that is. And I know that may not be you, mama, but it's somebody. Then you got the gossiper. You got, and then you got the blank.
It's all
in
somebody.
And then you got the blank blank. You can't leave around your wife or your husband. You got one of them in your family too. You don't trust them. Not with the doorknob on the door. You better not even spin. You better not even turn the doorknob. It may come off with you. And then you got the one. You got the one in your family. Or in your life somewhere. You got the one in your family that they greedy. Everywhere you go, they got Tupperware. They got Tupperware in their bag, and they got hot sauce and seasoning. You know, that greedy one. My auntie, she always got Tupperware. We went to a funeral. Why you got Tupperware, auntie? Why, what you think you going to eat here at the funeral?
Wait a minute.
Why you got Tupperware, auntie? Is that your fault? I can't take them. They want to live and remind you every time what they done did for you. I done did this to you. Remember when you was a baby, you needed your diaper change? I did that. Remember you were hungry when you were 4 years old? Remember when you needed to get across the street? Remember, which one are you? Then you got one. You got the one to blame. That blame everybody. I got a cousin. Went to work. They ran the drug test. They did a random drug test. She gets upset with the people and want to fight. Y'all set me up. She didn't say on the drug test. And she had that trying to put the HR on. They set her up because she didn't pass the drug test. Even ain't one test she should be able to pass, it should be a drug test. You in there trying to fight these folks and they call the police because you telling these people they didn't set you up. They didn't set you up to fail a drug test and they didn't fired you. Now you calling me somebody, do I want to roll out with you to the job because they didn't set you up? The devil is a liar. You get to see yourself. You smoke all night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night, and went to work Monday night, smoked in the car, and then you go say, they set you up. No, you set yourself up. It was mad in fist grease. Really, when they put bullets in the gun, I said, girl, you better stop. Now, they don't do me like this. They don't know what they messing with. Yes, they do. A drug head. You high. You must be high right now. So much going up here with this gun to shoot somebody because you say they set you up and had you smoking all weekend. You had you smoking all weekend. But you, the devil be playing games with people. And then you about to get a murder case because you tell somebody to set you up when you smoke from Friday to Monday morning. I'm just saying, y'all. Don't you get in the car with your cousin. I know you love your cousin. I know y'all took baths together when y'all was babies. Don't you get in the car with your cousin. Talking about, I got my cousin back to big and thin. Baby, nah, this is when the thin has ran out. Hey. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a good time. Y'all having a good time?
Yeah.
Jesus, I am telling you, my goodness, you all, this is something else, I'm telling you. And then, you know what, I have a friend that is always, you know, they have these people that are word players, they play on words, and they be here, I mean, real good storytellers, they have you believing that they didn't make it. I had a friend of mine that would tell me that he was played in the band with the Gap. He said, oh, yeah, I done turned with them and everything. I was in the band. I actually sung with Prince and everybody. Really? Really? Come to find out. He's talking about energy. He's talking about the karaoke at the Red Rooster on Thursdays. That do not sound. He done sung with the Gap Band and Prince and everything. She said it was a fat house, and he over at the Red Rooster. He said, I sung with them. He was like, you know what? The devil isn't lying. He's going to stop playing. He's going to tell me, you know, I had Wesley Snipes to come to my house. Wesley was at my house. Eddie Murphy had been in my house. He's talking about the movie. He done watched at his house. Somebody done been in his house. You know what? You better stop. You better watch people. See what they really saying. People will play you with their words if you ain't careful. My goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Y'all, let me calm down for a little bit. I am really laughing over here. I'm cracking my own self up. I don't know about y'all, but I'm having a good time. My goodness. Oh, I remember somebody said they ain't never seen an ugly baby. Me either. I ain't never seen one, but I've seen somebody that looks too good. I'm not talking about your baby, but I'm just saying. I ain't never seen no other baby, but I've seen some that didn't look good. They look like their daddy and their mama. And I was like, I don't know about that. I had a baby, and I was disappointed. When it came out, I didn't think it was going to look like that. I thought it was going to look a little bit better. Because if your baby gets the wrong points of view, you can really mess the baby up, you know. Because if you don't like your nose, and then it's sharp on your baby, you're not going to be happy about it. If you think you got a funny shaped head and that baby come out with your head, you know, you're like, oh, I hope my baby don't have my head. Oh, I hope he don't have no big old head like me. You know, we know we got big heads and you know, different things that we don't really truly like about ourselves. And then we have a child, we hope the baby don't have it. And then that'd be the main thing that they have. And you like, God, doggone it. Look at him. He came out with that head. That's my baby. That is my baby. You came out to this. You said, oh, that's Keisha, baby. That is Keisha. Keisha is your mom. George is your daddy. Well, I tell you, you look just like them folks. Oh, Jesus. Ooh, I'm not talking about y'all, but I'm talking about my own self. I ain't talking about nobody. We're pastors talking about people. I told you I'm a comedian. Keisha and Tara, these are jokes. Somebody over there, oh, she's really just talking about people. Well, y'all should have heard me before I got saved. Anyway, and I'm tired of these emojis. Stop sending me for my birthday, you all. People send me so many gifts. But the problem was they was all through text messages, sending me all these flowers and cards and candy and stuff. I got so sick of all these gifts I couldn't use. I was so tired of all these balloons I couldn't touch. Flowers I couldn't smell. So my God said, give your flowers while you're still alive. You still ain't gave them to me. I can't do that. I see all these extravagant gifts until my text message. And people be, they be serious about them texts. They be like, did you get what I sent to you? They be like, did you get what I sent to you for your birthday? I'm like, what? You didn't get the text message? You better stop playing. The devil is a liar. I ain't playing with y'all. I am not. I got like 12 texts from the same person. 12 cakes. Oh my God, I got a slice of cake. I got a whole cake. I had cake with candles. I had a 3-tier cake. They sent me a wedding cake. I had a chocolate. I had a lemon meringue pie cake. I had a pound cake. I had a red velvet cake. I'm like, oh my goodness. I look, my sugar done went up. They sent me a fruit basket from the edible place I couldn't eat. I just like, y'all better. So I got Bath and Body Works I couldn't use. My goodness. Oh. New pair of shoes that's still online today. I'm like, so my wife, I get my stimulus. You already got your stimulus check. So my wife for the next one. You said that from the first one. I'm tired of y'all. I'm sick of y'all. Oh. I'm like, I am sweating over here. My goodness. Anyway, let me get some water. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just having a good time. It is just time to let my good hair on the left side down. Look, y'all got like a nappy part of y'all head, like one part of y'all got nappy than the other. I do like one part of my head, my hair is nappy than the other side.
Lord,
yes, it's true. You got a nappy head on the left. Got good hair on the right, but the left side is real coarse, real coarse. Yes. Anyway, I went to this this beauty shop, you all. I went to a beauty shop, and I just wanted just a regular roller set. And I don't know what she gave me. She gave me a drive-through hairstyle. I don't know, but it didn't come out right. It didn't look right. You know, every hairstyle ain't for everybody. You know, if your hair is not like Keisha head or Tonya head, you know that you can't wear the same hairstyle. If you're a hairstylist, you understand. You know, every hairstyle don't look good on everybody. So it was one point where everybody was wearing natural hair. Everybody wanted. I don't know. I think it was this thing like you got points somewhere that in a hidden place and nobody didn't know about. If you had natural hair, you like, you got points, you like real black and natural then, you know, so I didn't do good with the natural look. I looked just like a man. I didn't look nothing like no woman. I mean, I was being mistaken for a whole man sometimes, and I couldn't do natural. I just wouldn't. I looked a natural mess. I'm sorry. It just not for everybody. Everybody don't need to look like, what's her name on Good Times. It ain't for you. It wasn't
Lord
for her. It wasn't for Florida, but they made it for Florida. It wasn't for. Can you imagine Florida with a perm? That would have messed us up. If y'all would have tuned in to Good Times and Florida had a perm, Lord Jesus, then they gave Florida a perm. Yeah, James Brown. James Brown is playing the wife. I'm done. If you turn on, y'all can tell me, if y'all would have turned the TV on Good Times and Florida would have had a perm, you would have been done. You would have been right in the TV station. James Brown playing Florida. Y'all done gave Florida a perm. No. Y'all done turned Florida into a whole man. I would have been upset. The devil's a lie. I can't do it. You all. And you know, after this, I do expect a donation from y'all. I do want y'all to send me at least $5 for this here comedy show.
Yeah.
This is my pastor, Tawanika Manning, talking. This is a comedian, T. Chantel. Watch people start hanging up. They start asking for money. They start leaving the room. You could clear a church out, ask for some money.
Yeah.
Everybody start leaving. Yeah. That what y'all want. That what y'all pastors do. Yeah. Now, let me stop. Now, I'm playing, but I'm serious. I just asked for $5. It costs money to host these shows. I'm so sick of people saying the devil made them do it. I am so tired of people blaming the devil. The devil is asleep. The devil said he didn't went to sleep, and y'all just giving him too much credit. Y'all start giving the devil so much credit. The devil, he's up there like, what? He's sleeping alone. And then y'all told him, the devil made me do it. He looked up and like, what? He's sleeping in his red shirt and underclothes. And then, y'all, he's trying to sleep. Y'all keep calling him back. The devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. He ain't even got to work. He told his agents to just take the week off. He's like, remember, y'all take the whole 2020 and 21 off. They just doing stuff on their own now. we can't credit for the work we ain't even do. Oh my goodness. I hope y'all got that. Don't let it go over your head.
Yeah.
Y'all giving it too much credit. He done went to sleep. He went to sleep all last year and now, because y'all keep hollering about he didn't, the devil made me do it. He's sleeping about, I take that. I care. Don't be telling me the devil made you do it. The devil is alive. Oh, Jesus. I'm just saying myself, y'all. Y'all, I hope y'all having a good time. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Are y'all enjoying yourself? Ooh, Jesus.
Yes.
You know, time's getting hard, everybody. You know,
I was talking
to a friend of mine. She was telling me to go look online. A man had robbed a chicken place. He had been, I told you, and she said, yeah. He didn't ask for no money. He literally, I said, well, did they fry the chicken for him? I mean, did he just take raw chicken? Or did he sit there and wait for the heart? I mean, he said, he went in there, give me all the chicken. What you mean you want to fry? I fried the chicken. What am I going to do with raw chicken? He ain't want no, they say, sir, you don't want, no, I want all the chicken you got. All the chicken you got. Oh, my goodness. You know, times it's horrible. People are robbing chicken places. Come on now, y'all. That means we ain't doing our work. We need to be out here helping people. Believe that people got to be robbing for chicken. Chicken, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. He went to jail for chicken. Chicken. And they didn't gave that man life because of chicken. He didn't, instead of helping this man, get this man a job. He didn't rob for no money. He robbed for chicken, and then you know what? He got added years because he made them fry the chicken. Not only did he rob it for chicken, but the fact that he had them working, they gave him added years. You know, they gave him the triple life. He sat there for them to fry the chicken. My goodness, what is this world coming to? I tell you, y'all, we got to help each other. We got to help each other. I went out there, called my I'm a servant. I went out there. I was gonna serve the animals in the neighborhood. So I decided I was gonna take food to the dogs, right? Because I went. Y'all gotta have some sense, okay? We understand God is our protector, but let me tell you something. He also gave you sense. I go out there because I'm filled, you know, with the Holy Ghost, and I know God got me. But God didn't tell me to go out there and feed no dogs. I went out there to feed the dogs myself, and I had to take my 6 dogs. I was running. I didn't even know I could run that fast. I had on was underwear. But I tell you, Nancy, when I pray God, guide me, give me the right directions and instructions on where to go, I ain't never feed no more dogs. I'm telling you, them dogs did not appreciate my servanthood. I was my servant too. I went to a club one time. God didn't tell me to go into the club. I went to the strip club thinking I was going to minister to some strippers. They beat me up. I got beat down in the strip. I was like, the reason why I'm telling telling y'all is don't go where God did not tell you to go. Because if God tells you to go, he will go before you, preparing the way. But if you go by yourself, you are on your own. The Bible tells that he said two by two. I went in that place by myself. And guess what? I got beat up by myself. I went to a lady house, and I ain't gonna say her name. And they invited me over for food, you know. And my husband and I went tell me, Pastor, you can't eat from everybody's table. I said, you just being judgmental. I'm going over here, I'm telling you. He said, you know, I hear from God. I said, I know. And I went over there, and they said some stuff I had never seen before. I'm like, well, I don't understand what this is. And I didn't say nothing. I just had the look on my face. You know, that confused look like, hey, is this dog meat? Or is this a eagle back? I don't know what this is. Is this a turtle shell? I mean, what you call them things? A coyote ugly? I don't know what this is. Is this a hyena mouth? I don't know. Is this hyena lips? I don't know what this is. I mean, this don't even look like you can
kill me.
I don't know where we gotta get this from. I mean, they serve this in the grocery store? I mean, what underground market is this? What underground meat market did y'all get this from? I mean, this like looks like something that killed a whole generation of people. I mean, I didn't understand what was going on. And, but anyway, y'all be careful. Be careful out there if you're on the road. Be careful if you're on the road. Be careful if you're on the road out there. I got y'all eyes open. So at this time in the comedy show, you all, I just want to thank you all for tuning in. I hope you all enjoyed this time together. I'm going to wrap up right here. Again, I just thank God for the opportunity right here. I could not do anything. So I hope you all enjoyed the laughs. Remember, it's comedy. And sometimes comedy is real life, you know. So try to be good to one another, everybody. Be good to one another. That concludes our Tickle Me Tuesday. Remember, we're here every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Invite somebody. My Cash App is Pastor Chantel. If you want to sow into the comedy of tonight, do so. Amen. God bless you all. You all be safe. Be safe. Be safe. Amen. And remember, laughter is good for the soul. Hallelujah.
The soul.
Good to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Let us sing forever of his saving grace. All the truth of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when I get, but if you're asking, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pray for all of my days. Until I stop breathing, yeah. Get that.